Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I remember the day, and I thank God for every memory. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes, as most Southerners say, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember. Okay, you remember. But that, you know, I've been keeping since 19, I don't know, whatever, you know, written planners. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a whole thing, you know, we probably share that to help you out in the future for those, you know, for careers and looking for jobs. And mm-hmm. we got some good things to really help you out on the VFN Torch and Highlights. If you go there and just search for a job or career or how to get a job, some things, some wisdom, man, to get a job. But, you know, writing down your vision and, you know, your direction and planning out your day and prioritizing your day is a very, you know, important thing. But also keeping all your information with you. There was a day, you know, that you would write it all down and you carry your planner with you. Mm-hmm. And inside that planner, it had everything. I mean, you had credit card numbers, maybe. You had birth dates. You had Social Security numbers. You had appointments that you had. You had everybody's name, address, numbers, phone numbers, yeah, and different things to communicate with them. And it was all in that one planner, pretty much, you know, just the basics of it and some of it. And you'd have this concern, you know, we'd think, oh my goodness, if I was to lose this, you know, somebody would have access to all this information.
Right.
And that wouldn't be good. Plus, right, that's my memory, you know.
Right.
And so you think about, I remember Roger years ago leaving his on the roof of his car.
Is that Roger or me?
Oh, it could have been you. I don't know.
Think it was.
I don't think you would have the, I mean, this is a, you can't stand a napkin on the floorboard. You're not going to leave your planner somewhere.
You'd be surprised. I left my keys in ignition before.
That's where they go.
Well, not when you want to keep it secure and you
leave
it.
Oh, wow. Welcome to my world. Anyway, so the and so somebody would take your planner. They can have all this information. Of course, you would put a page in front of your planner that says, if you happen to find everything about me, this book, could you please call me so I can come pick it up? You can mail it to me. Mm-hmm. And you had this kind of like, you know, oh, I can't lose that. If I lose that, somebody's going to get it. So rest. So great today. It's just so beautiful that we don't have to worry about that anymore. We don't have to worry about somebody taking our planner where we've written down things.
Right.
We can keep it where it's safe on our computers. And we let Google keep it for us and all of our contacts. And we just keep it all online where it's safe. And nobody will take your information there.
Oh,
that, you know, keep it in your Facebook and your Google accounts and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's, you know, thank God you don't have to carry around a written planner where everything was at risk. You were going to lose something, right?
Right.
And, is that not crazy?
Yeah.
And now corporations are keeping your planners for you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can definitely trust them. I was just watching the founder of Facebook go over and meet the former president of the Soviet Union, mm-hmm, and work with him, kind of cutting a deal,
right,
with the Russian. I'm thinking, all that data.
It's over.
All that data. Well, hello, Gog and Magog. And so I can't think of the guy's name, but the founder of Facebook was over there talking to him. So he put the picture of him and not Vladimir. That was the other one. But
Putin.
Putin. No. Putin's president. I'm just going to blank right now, but it was a former president.
Yeah, I was thinking about
it. It was the one was Putin's
Russia
puppet. One of anyway, I barely speak English, much less Russian. And so it's, you know, thank God we can keep all of our information on a digital database and carry it around on, you know, cell phones and iPads where it's safe, where AT&T keeps our stuff safe and Apple,
yeah,
and the Android. I mean, Android, by the way, is Google, and Google's been able to keep your data real safe in the gulag out in the, I mean, it's just all over the place.
Right.
And it makes you think, what was I thinking? Because when you wrote it on a piece of paper, nobody knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you, and if only one person, if one person stole your planner and shared it with 100 people or 1,000 people, you still would be like, you know, equal to the Secret Service and ability to keep a secret. I mean, very few people would know it. But Dad, you have like a 10-year-old searching people's information and finding out everything about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of makes you want to go back and think, you know, that wisdom of keeping a paper planner wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. You know, and the truth is, we're just not that smart anyway. Somebody says, well, I do so much stuff, I can't write it down. Really? You know?
Mm-hmm.
That when you start writing down, you find out, I got to find out what matters most, and I'm only going to do what matters most.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about you being involved in your day, in your decision making, and checking things off, mm-hmm. and that it fits in the context with your life, and scheduling your day. I mean, if you don't have a plan, if a man does not have a plan, he's at the mercy of the demon
that does.
Or the person who's controlled by their flesh that does. You know, your lack of planning on your behalf does not mean there's an emergency on my behalf.
Right.
But if you don't plan your day, you'll be living in everybody's emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Sky's falling. It's like, I'll get with you at 5 because I don't handle sky falling till 5. You know, they just run by the fire, you know, the seat of their pants.
Mm-hmm.
And they say 3% of the people who reach their goals and are successful in life, that control, that end up having 70% of the wealth or something of that nature, they did a study, are people that wrote down their goals and planned their day. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
3%. It's like 3% of the ones that are really into life. I mean, it's amazing the 3% that kind of goes everywhere, don't it?
Yeah.
It's like, that's wild. What's up with this other 97%? So I want to encourage you, you know, think about delving into the concept. This is going to blow you away. We're already talking about abiding with God with a pen, a blank journal, and a Bible, you and God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing God meet you and talk to people like you and reveal himself to you. But also think about beginning to plan your day again. Say if your computer was to crash, or you know, there's things you just didn't need to go out there and let Google keep, mm-hmm. that you could put in your planner and plan your day. Imagine this. Imagine if you had no computers, no digital Bibles, but yet you had your Bible, your journal, and your planner. Mm-hmm. And you could be anywhere in the world with no electricity, any type of form of government, and you can plan, you can still be successful.
Yeah, you can survive.
But if everything you got is depended digitally, did you see yesterday the White House was hacked,
mm-hmm.
by computer hackers in China, right?
Yeah.
The White House. The codes and all the stuff they're talking about.
Wow.
They were hacked. So you really think your social security number, your last 4 digits of your social security number, and your date of birth. Well, that's really covert password. Do you think they're not already hacked into that stuff already?
Mm-hmm.
I already want to encourage you, you know, value-based vision management. Hopefully we'll share that, you know, soon on VFN radio and make it available on VFN TV. But we have to get back involved in planning our lives again. It's fun. It really is. I mean, you'd be surprised when you finally get a hold of your day, because most people live in dread and regret. They regret how they lived yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and they're dreading what tomorrow is about. And they never live in the now where God exists. And with that, therefore, they never achieve anything. And God's called us to be visionaries. He's created us in his image and his likeness. Listen, if you believe it, if you confess it, if you're lining up with the will of God, you're going to begin to see things come to pass in your life. But the way to defeat you is to keep you confused and let somebody else plan your day and manage your data and manage your information. Get involved in your life. Get involved. You'll be surprised what you can do. Yes, the 97% are going to talk about you, but it's okay. They'll forget tomorrow because they don't plan anything.
Right.
And they'll be surprised. Why? Because some people make things happen. Some people think about making things happen, but as I always say, most people are finding maybe 97% wonder what happened.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.